Hi, this is Jim Bob Moore.
And this is Chris Chelios with El Bandito Yankee Tequila Company.
And we're on the road with Dave at WGN.
Oh, 720 WGN, high atop Chicago, in the Skyline Studio on Memorial Day, and excited to have on the line a three-time Stanley Cup champ and one of the all-time great and beloved members of our Chicago Blackhawks and national business leader, benefactor to his alma mater, Kansas State, and former NFL player for the Chiefs and for the Green Bay Packers. But we're not going to talk sports or business on this kickoff of summer special. We're going to talk tequila. It's Chris Chelios and Jim Bob Morris. Guys, welcome to WGN.
Thank you.
Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having us. It's a real pleasure, buddy.
So you guys have had a lot of success in sports and business. Things are going well. It's not broke, don't fix it. And then, like, tequila, right? So fill us in a little bit of how this happens, the idea. How did El Bandito Yankee come to be?
I'll let Chris try to tell the story. I'm the one always telling the story. You go ahead, buddy.
Do I tell the real story?
Tell the real story.
Well, there we go. Obviously, throughout the last year, everybody's inside. We actually thought of this just 2 months prior to when COVID was announced and everything shut down. So, you know, sports, alcohol goes together. Unfortunately, I don't know if that's a great thing, but, you know, we were sitting around one night after my golf tournament, and, you know, we all were talking about how much we love tequila, and I suggested we come up with our own brand. And, you know, it started getting serious, and then once we decided we're going to do it, you know, then we decided what should we call it, and Jim Bob asked that question. So that's where I just, you know, from watching that Butch Cassidy and the Sundance Kid, that line where he says, you know, El Bandito's Yankees, where the Colombians are chasing them, and, you know, just kind of, you know, getting together with a group of guys, and then the next thing you know, we're ready to launch it. It's going to be a lot of fun. You know, we're going to meet a lot of nice people, and I needed something to do. And like I said, we've always enjoyed, you know, socializing together and you know, hanging out with each other. And then, you know, over the course of the last 5-6 years, become pretty big with the tequila business and drinking the tequila. So we thought it was a no-brainer to do this. So it's been a lot of fun. It's been about a year now that we've been at this.
Jim Bob, I want to ask you, you know, in a pandemic and in this pandemic, everything has been hard. It's been difficult on the business side. Talk a little bit about it. It's one thing to have a great idea, and I think everybody, I speak for the listeners, loves tequila. But as far as creating it, testing it, tasting it, that process, how was that?
You know, it was. It presented some difficulties. I mean, we fought through the business side of it. You know, we got through it pretty well. We designed supply chains around all the hurdles that the pandemic created. And we were servicing food customers and a lot of the major food companies. We're talking Fortune 100, Fortune 1000 people. And so we had done a pretty good job designing. But when we started the tequila, you know, some of the interesting parts of it are our icon, our bandit. You know, he wears a mask, and everybody thought, wow, man, you and Chris are really insightful, you know, during the pandemic. Unfortunately, Chris and I can't take any credit for that, because we started 2 months before the actual pandemic hit, and we had designed the bandit prior to the pandemic. But when we started the process, everything went pretty smooth for us, you know, really from the design aspects, working with designers, because everybody was at home and they were drawing, and we didn't get any interruption on the marketing side. But in regards to doing the actual distribution and starting that process, the pandemic did cause us some delays. I think we probably got delayed 3 months due to the pandemic issue, I think, in regards to our distribution model out to our great partners. Breakthrough is one of our great partners, and you know, Rocky Wirtz, Danny Wirtz, and his team, Brett, and everybody, and the people that we're going out to. So we really appreciate that.
Yeah, but it's pretty impressive. As a guy who does a lot of the food stuff here for WGN and all the food personality spirit stuff around the country, it's impressive to get it going, especially with what's going on, and have it ready for the world. Now, tequila is exciting. It's one of those spirits that I think there's a lot of room for a lot of new fans. Still a little bit mysterious. So when it comes to, like, what it is, like, what were you seeing that was missing in the market? This could be for either both of you guys, that was missing in the market. What did you want to taste? What did you want people to be able to enjoy when they finally get to try it?
Well, Chris was our aficionado. I'll start with that. He actually had been, you know, Chris, you know, had been a tequila connoisseur for a long time. And I made the comment, we were drinking one of our competitors' tequila at the time. And I basically said, man, this is not that great. We can do better. That's what started it. And I'll let him follow up.
Yeah, I mean, my whole shtick, you know, I obviously have heard through my career, you know, training and health and, you know, fitness, that's, you know, longevity for that. And so what I wanted to do with Jim Bob and our partners and our team was just come up with something that was pure and clean, you know, and sacrifice maybe some of that little, you know, sweetness that other the competitors throw in there with the glycerin, those additives. And, you know, like I said, it took a little bit, but, you know, it's as clean and pure as you'll ever taste, you know, and to us that was important. Triple filter, and I'll let Jim elaborate because he did some trips down there and watched the whole process. But yeah, you know, once you taste it and you try and go back to what some of those other ones you thought you liked, it's pretty tough to go back when you taste how clean it is.
Yeah, that's the truth too on that, Dane, is that what we did is that we double distilled it. We went the old fashioned way. We cooked it slow and we cooked it methodical, and we used the old practices of the old way. And our mixologist Eduardo Nurez, you know, he had a lot of experience in this area and so forth, and we told him that we wanted a real pure concept, a clean tasting concept. And so we double distilled and then we oxygenated it, and there's no adulteration whatsoever, unlike some of our competitors, and we won't point them out, but the fact of it is that you can taste it in the process. And I can tell you, we put our tequila up against the best in the world, and we put it up against the fastest growing in the world, and I can tell you, we've won those taste tests with El Bandido, and I'm super excited about our belief in staying old school panned out and working out well for us, because we haven't lost yet, my friend.
Let the listeners know we're talking with Jim Bob Morris and Chris Chelios, founders of the new tequila El Bandido Yankee. And you think about it, it's great to see and hear that there's a lot of thought process that goes into it, because a lot of times on the consumer side, they just think about, you know, the fun, the festivity, the having it, the drinking it, but there's a lot that goes into the thought process in creating it on the other side. And as we get into kind of kicking off summer, like, I can think of places, whether it's barbecue festivals, whether it's backyards, where are you guys thinking that over the course of the summer, as things open up and people are so looking to get out there and have a good time, that people are going to be enjoying El Bandido Yankee?
You know, we think that, you know, goes great with barbecue, grows great with, you know, the outdoor concept and so forth, is that you're on right track. And Chris, we're basically wrapping a trailer as we speak right now that Chris had initiated in his previous. And the fact of it is that we're going to be out and about in a lot of campaigns in the Chicago area all summer. Chris is going to be there. We're going to have a lot of personal appearances with him. He's going to have a busy, busy summer. And I've been pushing him and our buddy Reed Simpson as well. I go, look, man, you guys got to be in excellent shape because you're going to be out a lot.
Yeah, and there's no question our timing, you know, with everything opening up, you don't want to launch it and then, you know, have to relaunch it just because, you know, you weren't allowed full venues or full events. And, you know, there's going to be some good ones in Chicago in the summertime, in Michigan, in the local area where I'll probably be doing most of the driving and showing up at these events. So, like I said, our timing's good. The mask, you know, call it a fluke or not, it fits in with this whole, you know, craziness we've been going in, you know, involved with for the last year and a half. So it's going to be fun. We're looking forward to the challenge.
One of the risks, and this is something that happened to you guys, have both been success, a major name in sports, business, and all that, but this is going to be out there, and I feel like this is going to be out there in a million different ways and be very well received by the public. I've talked a lot of times with different racing people or different whatever, where Paul Newman, of course, we know him as a great racer and iconic actor, where later on in life, younger people, they only know him as the salad dressing guy. Has there been any thoughts that you guys are going to be known as the El Bandido guys? I'm sure that wouldn't be too bad, right? But it may overwrite your other careers.
My career can overwrite. Chris's career is a different story. I tell people, the further I am away from the game, the better I got.
Yeah, well, I hope it overrides mine. That would be a grand slam. But, you know, again, like, it's something that, you know, if you work hard, I think the chemistry between me and Jim, he's got a lot more experience from his other companies in the business aspect of it. And then with my history with bars and restaurants and my family, you know, it should work great together. And I always believe if you work hard and you got a good product, you know, we should be successful. So no worries here.
And to go on to that, Dane, is that, you know, the spirit side, it's been crazy. You know, you see a lot of these different spirits pop up, and some are celebrity backed and some aren't and so forth. But the industry itself is still, there's a lot of growth. There's still a lot of distance to go. There's still a lot of people to educate into that entire, you know, tequila realm. In the fact that, you know, a lot of people, you know, associate with, hey, spring break, I took a shot, and, you know, we're not that. We got a new deal coming. This tequila is so smooth, it's criminal. And that's really our tagline. It's so smooth, it's criminal, and we want people to really experience that. And unlike when, you know, go back 20 years ago, 25 years or 30 years ago, when people, you know, or even further, I mean, they only associate with spring break and the negativity. This tequila is one of the best tequilas in the world that you're going to experience. And especially at the value point that we've got, it's going to be great.
Chicago is ready. America is ready. We are excited. And as we let you guys go, it is Memorial Day. It is a grilling day. What is on the grill? What's on the menu? What's in the glass? What are you guys doing today? The listeners would like to know.
Well, like every other American, you know, we're going to celebrate the holiday, get together with family and friends, a few tailgates involved, a little boating involved on Lake Michigan. But, yeah, and then we're going to break out the Bandito.
That's right. Hey, you know what, Dane? It's America, and we've got to pay our respects and homage to all those that created the kind of lifestyle that we've got. So, hey, a big shout-out to all the veterans. I want to say thank you, and El Bandito's behind every single one of you. And, hey, what's going to be in the glass, I can assure you, it's El Bandito, brother.
100%. And well said, guys. I want to let you get back to your Memorial Day. Thanks so much for everything that you guys are doing. The excitement is there. It's contagious. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you. I'd also like to add, too, that, again, to thank you for all the people who served our country. It doesn't go unappreciated. And thank you for everything.